The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Dan Dan, Board Game Man, with this week's Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. Each episode, I'm going to give you a topic for the list and give you my picks for the top 5 of that list. So, while talking with Steven a while back, he brought up the idea of revisiting a few ideas that I've kind of done in the past. And a few of them were the kind of the top 5 games for beginners, or basically those the people wanting to get into tabletop board games. And then following it up with a top 5 mid-levels or next, you know, kind of the next step games, and then the top 5 advanced games. So initially, one of my top 5 lists was probably one of the first things I ever did was like top 5 gateway games, which is basically kind of introductory or things that you want to give people the next step or really get them to get that buzz or that feel, that tickle of board games. So I think it's a perfect time to do my top 5 gateway games 2022 edition. So as a reminder, way back in 2018, my top 5 gateway games were Catan, Carcassonne, Sushi Go Party, Las Vegas, and Ticket to Ride. They're still great games, but those were my list back then. So I thought for today's top 5 list for the games for beginners, I'd like to get into games that were released in the last 4 to 5 years. So probably really 4 years. So I decided to keep the BGG ratings also below 2 and the playtime below 90 minutes. So again, I'm going to go since it was 2018, I went from 2018 to today with the BGG, kind of not the rating below 2, they're kind of the weight rating below 2, not their overall, you know, what people rated the games, but the weight of the game below 2. And again, below 90 minutes, because party games, also, they can probably be a little bit of an exception to the 90 minute rule, because they usually can always go longer than 90 minutes. But anyway, that's just kind of a guide I went to. Now, I've often said there's no such thing as someone who doesn't like to play games. I just think they just haven't been introduced to the right game to scratch that itch of fun, because I think there's a genre or a type of game for everybody, whether it be party game, euro game, card game, drafting, heavy, light, war game, and so on and so on and so on. So when you think of beginner or gateway, you also want people to get the feel for something more than just roll and move games, which kind of a lot of us in that certain age or a lot of the games that you see as kind of the introductory games are all roll and move with no real actual decisions, or very, very few actual decisions in the game. So you also want people to have something to do, but not too much that it's overwhelming. And also you want them to have very little downtime. And also these games should be taught in about 10 minutes, because much more than that, you're going to get that glassy-eyed look of doom. And I'm also trying to make sure all these games that I mentioned that I put on this list are in print, so that you can get any of the games I mentioned if you think they would fit in there. Now, some games that I get excluded, just mentioned a couple that got excluded, were because they were before 2018. Splendor and Azul were both before 2018. And I know Marvel Splendor came out in 2020. That still feels like a cheat. But hey, by all means, Marvel Splendor is a great game, and so is Azul. But this list kind of thought it was going to be a pretty hard list, but I do have a decent amount. So I've got, you know, as usual, I've got more than just 5 games, because I've got a little bit of kind of a couple of honorable mentions. And then each one of these kind of categories, I've got a couple of more. But without further ado, let me get into some of these. So my also-ran or honorable mention. So there's Slide Quest. That's kind of a dexterity game, and it plays from basically probably 2 to 4 players. You can play it by yourself, but basically with an introductory 2 to 4 players, and it's dexterity, and you're trying to get kind of a little pawn from one side to the other. And there's a lot of different, there's 20 different levels. So as you're kind of moving, a meeple or things around, everyone's on their side of the box has a little lever that they're kind of moving up with each other to try and get things to move around. There's also a game from the same company that brought you Azul, is Reef. This is kind of an abstracty game, but very easy to teach and play. You're basically just drafting a card, and then you're getting kind of all these different colored pieces and different shape pieces to form a coral reef on your little player board. And then you'll score depending on some of the cards that you've drafted along then. And kind of there's a 3D puzzle in there. And another abstract, I kind of try to keep most of the abstract games off this list, even though they are very light and some of them are very fun. And these I've mentioned mentioned are all under that weight of two, so they're very lighter weight. Nova Luna is another amazing strategy, kind of lighter strategy game where you're basically just drafting a tile and kind of where you're putting the spatial puzzle, depending on how many of the different colors next to each other, you're going to score or cover up different things you're trying to accomplish, a certain amount of blue or red or orange, the different tiles there. So let's get into my number five. My number five is Scarabia. Now, Scarabia is basically everybody kind of knows, just about everybody. I don't want to generalize, but just about everybody knows things about polyominoes or Tetris pieces. Or almost everybody's played Tetris in some form or another. And Scarabia basically is everybody has the same board setup. You set up the board, your board before the game, so that everybody has the same setup. And then you're flipping over a card, and the card will have a polyomino piece or a Tetris piece. And then you've got to put it onto your board. Now, your board's going to have different scarabs in different places, and you're trying to enclose the scarabs into 4, 3, 2, or 1 spaces around there that are completely enclosed. Now, as long as they are 4 or less, you're going to get, or I think it's 3 or less, that you're going to have those points. You're going to put those little things on a scarab, little point chits on a scarab. And then once you go through this whole deck of all the different shapes of the polyomino shapes, then you're going to add up your score. It plays in about 15 minutes. You can teach it in 2 seconds, and then you're just going to want to play it again. So really good game there, Scarabia by Blue Orange Games. Then number four, I'm going to talk about Roll and Write games. So I've got a few Roll and Write games that I wanted to talk about real quick. Some of them can get a little bit heavier, and some of the lighter ones are a little bit older, but I've got three here that I wanted to talk about. So a newer one that came out, Long Shot, the dice game, which is basically your horse racing game as a Roll and Write. A very fun game that just came out this year by Chris Handy and Perplexed. Real fun game. You can play up to 8 players. 1-8 players, plays in, again, about 20 to 30 minutes. And just a real fun Roll and Write game. Another kind of flip and write game, which is in that same genre, is Welcome To. This is an amazing game, and you can play up to as many players as you have sheets. So you can play this up to 100 people, and it doesn't play very long. It's about 30 minutes. And basically, as you're flipping over these cards, one side will have kind of a symbol, and the other side will have a number. And then you're trying to, you're basically making up, you're putting numbers onto the different neighborhoods. And then depending on how you put the fences out there and other scoring areas, then you're going to score there. So very, very light, very, very easy. And then I went a little bit heavier for this, but it's still not really that heavy. That's pretty clever, which is Gonshon Clever, which was the original Wolfgang Warsh kind of Roll and Write. There's this kind of, even though it's not really much heavier than anything like Yahtzee. Everybody knows Yahtzee or knows how to play Yahtzee generally. So this kind of introduces kind of dice drafting and then kind of filling in spaces on your board. Now, it may look a little intimidating at first, the sheet that you're using, but once you get used to or know what the symbols are, it's really, again, you could teach this one in less than 10 minutes and get it to play. You know, it's maybe a little heavier of the three, but very, very great game for beginners. Now, my number three, I'm going to put in some party games here, and I'll go through these quick. So Clover, this is a game that came out, I think it was late last year or early this year. This is an amazing game by Repos Production and Francois Romain. What you've got, so everybody has this kind of clover-shaped kind of player board that you've got there, and you have four by four, or basically, I say 4x4, but they're basically squares, and they've got four words around the outside, the four sides of it. And then you're going to put those on your board, and you've got to, on the outside, it looks like a clover. So picture kind of like a four-leaf clover, and there's two kind of, each one of the sides there is the side encompasses two of those sides of those four different cards that have the words on them. And then on your, what you're going to do is you put your cards in there, and you're going to try and think of a word that goes with the two words that are on that side. So you're writing on the four different sides of your little board, dry erase board there. And then you're trying to get other people to guess how to put those four cards in the right order. And then you'll put in when they're guessing, there's going to be a fifth kind of dummy one to throw them off a little bit. So you're going to write clues on the outside. So it's, think of it kind of like a next evolution of code names. So in kind of a way that you're giving clues, and then you're going about those, trying to get people to guess the words there. Very, very fun. Very quick to play. Again, 30 minutes, and takes so quick to explain. Medium also came out in the last few years. Medium is an amazing party game as well. This came out in 2019 by Greater Than Games and Storm Chaser Games, which is Danielle, Lindsay, and Nathan. Very great game. This is one of my favorite party games. Again, you're kind of going around the table, and two people are putting a card with a word down, and then they're trying to figure out what is the medium or the go-between between from those two words, and you'll say 3, 2, 1, and then you'll say the word that goes between. If you say different words, then you go again, because you're trying. There's three different levels of points that you can get. You go again, and going off those two new words that you just said, and you get three chances to try and get the same word from there. Just an absolutely great game, one of the more classic party games out there right now. Letter Jam and Just One are two kind of word games, very fun games there as well. And then finally on the party games, look up for a letter. I'll have, if you want some links to some of these, I'll have them up a little later. I don't want to give away the list on the show notes, but you Letter Jam and Just One, look those up as well. And then Micro Macro Crime City. I'm going to put this one as kind of a party game. You play this, you can play this with a larger, larger set of players. You've got a big old kind of map out there. And then there's different, there are different kind of challenges, or you're trying to solve crimes and things like that. So you'll have a couple of cards that will explain what the crime is. And then you're looking where all this, just the map is just amazing with all these little kind of drawings of people and such. And then you can solve these little crimes, these little puzzles that they've got on the cards just by looking at this big map. And it's called Micro Macro because that is, you're really kind of using a microscope to kind of look under or look on this whole map to try and find what you're looking for with the clues and figure out what's going on. And it's amazing how these stories kind of unfold. And there's a few different expansions to their Crime City Full, Micro Macro Crime City Full House is an amazing expansion. So I think they've got two expansions out there, but just a real, real fun game. Can't stress enough how great it is. Another one where you kind of get people into that feeling, especially party games are great for this because when you're not really focused on just yourself, trying to make all the decisions or play the game by yourself, you can really get, you can really scratch that itch for people to play games or basically kind of get that stigma of the games down a little bit, make it a little bit easier for them to get into. And that was my number three, basically party games. So let's get into number two. This is kind of your intro kind of Euro ideas, but they are very, very light. Now, I put them at two because I want to put these two games at one potentially, but I just think that there's that one extra step that doesn't make it as beginnerish. But granted, very, very light, very beginnerish. And I think they're great gateway games, but they're not quite what I think my number the games that'll be at number one. So the intro to Euro ideas, first thing I've got here is Cascadia. Now in 2022, this is nominated for the Spiel des Jahres, which is basically the Germany's Game of the Year award. And it is well deserved. It's you have everybody's got their own kind of landscape that they're producing. You start off with a 3-hex tile, and then you're drafting these hex tiles, and what happens is there'll be a hex tile and then there'll be a round disc that's an animal disc. Now every one of the tiles has from one to, I believe it's one to three or four different animals that will be on that tile, and that's where those discs will go. And now every one of the animals, depending on what card you use, they all score a different way every game. So basically all you're doing in your turn is basically drafting a tile and then getting the corresponding animal token, animal chit, and then you're putting them into your little seascape, your little worldscape, landscape there in your tableau, and you're trying to keep the landscapes, kind of the longest road, sort of speaks, so the longest landscape of the same type will score at the end, and then each one of the animals will score. So it's just that has that extra little bit that I think kind of keeps it out of number one for the best intro to beginner games, but it is absolutely amazing for anybody that even wants to scratch the itch of playing games. It will keep you coming back for more, and it is an amazing game. The other one with the intro to your ideas is Quacks of Quedlinburg. This is kind of introduces you to bag building and kind of push your luck, introducing players to that. Again, it's very, very light, but there's a little bit of, some gamerness to it that may keep it from the number one, but just such a great game. I played this with my kids and my wife. These are just great intro games, and they're kind of lighter to medium games, but they absolutely love this one where you're basically just drawing chits from the bag, and then you're deciding whether you push your luck, and then you're going to decide what you want to buy to put more chits into your bag. So kind of, and then there's some scoring that's involved in there and such, but very, very easy to get into. Again, quick to teach, easy to learn, and absolutely great, great game, and some good expansions there too. And that's Quacks of Quedlinburg. So my number one, I've got three here at number one, basically card games with drafting is pretty much going to be your number one way to get, beginners into gaming, because all you got to do is you make one easy decision generally in a lot of these three games. So first one, And probably really my number one. These other two are really good. They're like 1B and 1C. But my number one is Seven Wonders Architects. Now, this is a newer game that came out this year or late last year, early this year, in late 2021 or 2022. Now, you can probably think, well, you know, wasn't Seven Wonders all the same? No, this one is kind of a bit different. Everybody's got their wonder they're working on, and it starts unconstructed. And then you're drafting a card. You've got either the middle deck of cards, or you've got a deck of cards to your left and a deck of cards to your right. And you see what's face up in those two decks. And then basically every one of your wonders is either going to be drafting two, three, or four cards, or having two, three, or four cards in your tableau that are either equal or unequal. And that's how you're going to construct your wonder. There's not really much more than it. It's a couple ways with, you know, war, which is very easy to teach. Again, you can teach this one in about 5 to 10 minutes at most. And everyone's going to get a little bit different of a wonder and have a little bit of player power. So it's a little introductory to that as well. But this is such an easy game to get into and play that it'll just bring that next level of Seven Wonders. Because then you may be able to step up to Seven Wonders Duel or just regular Seven Wonders and such. But Seven Wonders Architects, just an amazing game. Also, another game I wanted to mention was Subastral. That's by Matt Riddle and Ben Pitchback and Renegade Game Studios. This plays for 2 to 5 players. Again, 30 minutes, easy to teach. All you're really doing, there's going to be a tableau of cards from, I believe that's from 1 to 6 or 1 to 8. I think it's 1 to 6. It is 1 to 6 level different cards. And then you're basically going to, you're going to play a card from your hand that has a number from 1 to 6 on it. And you're going to basically be playing it. Depending on where you play it down, you can either take all the card you decide to go, if it's going to the left, you're going to either take, you can either draw that many cards depending on how many, where you put it, or you're going to be putting cards. Are you going to draw those cards into your hand? Or if you go to the right to one of the stacks, you're going to be putting those cards into your tableau. So it's kind of a push and pull. You don't want to play all the cards in your hand. You don't want to play them all because then you're really kind of stuck, or you're also kind of want to get certain cards that you want to get. So because depending on how many cards of each type and how you kind of have your little tableau set up, that's how the scoring comes in. Again, the scoring is very easy to explain, especially once you're playing it. Another one of these games where you can play it in 15 minutes and then just right away, once everybody absolutely knows what they're doing, you just shuffle up and play it right again. But Subastral, just basically, again, drafting and laying cards, just an easy concept. There's very little downtime, and it's very, very fun. Gateway and fun to play. I can't say enough about this game as well. And my last one that I wanted to mention is another game that came out in 2019. And I kind of mentioned this one recently on Munchkinland because they're putting out another skin for this, a Pokemon skin for this. But this is Point Salad. This one is by AEG. This one, again, came out 2019 by Molly Johnson, Robert Melvin, and Sean Stankovic. Basically, all you're really doing is you're kind of either drafting a vegetable card to put in your tableau, or you're going to be drafting a scoring card that helps score depending on what it is. So there's basically, you're going to have one side's going to have your vegetables and the other side's going to have your points, your point determination. Like, could be whether it be sets of cards or certain types of vegetables and stuff. So you're drafting one or the other and you're putting that in front of you, and that's the whole game. Something so simple that you would think that, oh my God, how did I never come up with this? But such a simple game, simple concept, and real easy to get into, and so easy to teach. So that would be another one of my number one, with, again, drafting there. So let me go over them real quick in case anybody wants to hear them again. So I'll go these quick. Number 5, Scarabia. Number 4, Your Role in Rights, Long Shot, the Dice Game. Welcome to, and That's Pretty Clever. My number 3, Party Games, So Clover, Medium, Letter Jam, Just One, and Micro Macro. And number 2, your kind of intro to the Euros, the Cascadia and Quacks of Quedlinburg. And your number 1, kind of the drafting type, card drafting, very easy, Seven Wonders Architects, Subastral, and Point Salad. So thanks for joining me this week on Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. If you have any questions or you want to tell me what you had as your top 5 games for beginners, because I'm sure I forgot one. I always forget something simple that I just can't remember. Please feel free to comment on this episode on MajorSpoilers.com or on Twitter, or you can go to their site for tons of other great podcasts and content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. As always, I'm Dan, the Board Game Man, and you can find me at GeekJockDan on Twitter and on the Geek All Stars podcast. I'll be back soon with more board game top 5 goodness. Of course, next time I'll be doing the top 5 kind of mid-level games or games for after getting into, you know, getting that itch or the bug, getting a bug scratch for beginners. But until then, grab a new board game and have some fun with family and friends.
This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.